神的宝贝们，早上、下午、晚间，神同在。我是你的朋友以诺，谢谢你今天陪我一起灵修默想神，亲近神，与他亲密，聆听他的话。欢迎来到灵魂体兴盛120天计划，我们一起来聆听默想今天的经文。我们在灵的人生的时候，我们选用了创世纪，我们已经读到了第40章，那今天我们会继续41章一直到50章。与此同时呢，我们在这个计划我们选用了新月，我们同样的今天我们还会多听一章的圣经，就是马太福音，所以接下去10天我们会听2篇的圣经。祝福大家，神与你同在。
雅各见埃及有粮，就对儿子们说，你们为什么彼此观望呢？我听说埃及有粮，你们可以下去从那里为我们提一些粮来，使我们可以保命，不至于死。于是约瑟的10个哥哥都下埃及提粮去了。但约瑟的兄弟便雅敏、雅各没有打发他和他哥哥们同去，因为雅各说，恐怕他遭害。来提粮的人中有以色列的儿子们，因为迦南也有饥荒。当时治理埃及的是约瑟，负责跳粮给当地百姓的就是他。约瑟的哥哥们来了，他们脸伏于地向他下拜。约瑟看见他哥哥们，就认出他们来，却装作生人，向他们说些严厉的话，问他们说，你们从哪里来？他们说，我们从迦南来提粮。约瑟认得他的哥哥，他们却不认得他。约瑟想起从前所做的那2个梦，就对他们说，你们是奸细，来窥探这里的虚实。他们对他说，我主啊，不是的，仆人们是提粮来的，我们都是一个人的儿子，是诚实人，仆人们并不是奸细。约瑟说，不对，你们一定是为了窥探这个地方的虚实而来的。他们说，仆人们本来是弟兄12个人，是迦南地一个人的儿子，顶小的现金在我们父亲那里，有一个没有了。约瑟说，我才说你们是奸细，这话实在不错。我指着法老的性命起誓，若是你们的小兄弟不到这里来，你们就不能离开这个地方，这样就可以把你们验证出来了。必须打发你们中间的一个人回去，把你们的兄弟带来。至于你们，都要关在这里，好验证你们的话是真是假。如果不是真话，我指着法老的性命起誓，你们一定是奸细。于是约瑟把他们都关在监里3天。到了第3天，约瑟对他们说，我是敬畏神的，你们照我的话去做，就可以活命。你们如果是诚实人，可以留你们中间的一个人关在监里，你们大家都可以带着粮食回去，救你们家里的饥荒，把你们的小兄弟带到我这儿来。这样一来，你们的话便有了证据，你们也不至于死。他们就照样去做。他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪，他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里愁苦却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。吕便说，我不是对你们说过不要伤害那孩子吗？只是你们不肯听， 所以流他血的罪向我们追讨。他们不知道约瑟听得出来，因为约瑟与他们之间通过翻译传话。约瑟转身退去，哭了一场，又回来对他们说话，从他们中间挑出西缅来，当着他们的面把他捆绑起来。约瑟吩咐人把粮食装满他们的器具，把个人的银子归还在个人的口袋里，又给他们路上用的食物，人就照他的话办理妥当。他们就把粮食驮在驴上离开那里走了。到了住宿的地方，他们中间有一个人打开口袋要拿料喂驴，才看见自己的银子还在口袋里，就对弟兄们说，我的银子归还了，看哪，仍旧在我口袋里。他们就提心吊胆战战兢兢地议论说，这是神向我们做什么呢？他们回到迦南，他们的父亲雅各那里，将所遭遇的事都告诉他说，那地的主对我们说严厉的话，把我们当作窥探那地方的奸细。我们对他说，我们是诚实人，并不是奸细。我们本是弟兄十二个人，都是同一个父亲的儿子，其中一个没有了，顶小的如今同我们的父亲在迦南。那个地方的主对我们说，若要我知道你们是诚实人，可以留下你们中间的一个人在我这里，你们可以带着粮食回去，救你们家里的饥荒，把你们的小兄弟带到我这里来，我便知道你们不是奸细，而是诚实人。这样，我就把你们的兄弟交给你们，你们也可以在这个地方做买卖。后来他们到口袋，发现个人的钱包都在口袋里。他们和父亲看见钱包，就都害怕起来。他们的父亲雅各对他们说，你们是我丧失我的儿子，约瑟没有了，西缅也没有了，你们又要把便雅悯带去。哎，这些事儿都压到我身上来了。吕便对他父亲说，我若不把他带回来交给你，你可以杀我的两个儿子，只管把他交在我手里，我一定带他回来交给你。雅各说，我的儿子不能和你们一起去，他哥哥死了，只剩下他。他若在你们所行的路上遭害，你们便使我白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了 就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。不是因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说：我从埃及召出我的儿子来。希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说：在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉杰哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去，只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了，到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。
神的宝贝们，今天听了马太福音第二章，大家有什么的领受，有什么的感想？那我在读的这章的时候呢，我就看了第十一节，这里讲到说进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。过后呢，博士就在梦中被神启示，过后呢就走别条路回去了哈。那当然，因此之后呢，我们就看到这个约瑟也在梦中神告诉他把孩子带到埃及去了哈。那么呢，最主要这里讲到说，那个博士呢从东方过来来到犹太的伯特利哈，过后呢就拿这个宝盒打开，里面有黄金、有乳香、有没药。那么呢，如果我们大家对这几样东西如果不太认识的话，那我们呢就没有办法真正明白这一段的话哈。其实当时呢，按照东方人的习俗呢，黄金是献给君王的礼物，那乳香呢是献给祭司的礼物哦，那么呢没药呢是献给垂死人的礼物哦，这三个都是有不同的代表。那么呢，我们知道黄金是象征神性、尊荣、尊贵、 荣耀。乳香呢是象征复乳香是象征复活的馨香，然后呢末药呢是象征受死的苦哈。所以这三个礼物呢都说出基督的三个特点。第一呢是他是神，他道成了肉身，然后呢来到这个世界啊，然后呢他是神降世为人啊，为我们的罪受苦，然后呢受死，然后呢最终复活高升，对不对？所以呢看到他原本是黄金，过后呢他来到因着我们的罪受死在十字架上，这里是末药，过后呢最终复活升天，然后呢这是乳香。所以呢在这里呢我们可以看到这三大特点里面呢，可以看到耶稣的身份，也可以看到耶稣知道他来这里的使命，耶稣他也知道他即将达到的盼望是什么。所以有时候在我们生命当中呢，我们真的得知道我们从哪里来，我们在这个世界的目的是什么，我们离开这个世界我们会到哪里去。所以呢正如耶稣他知道他是黄金，他是君王的一个身份，过后呢他知道他来到世界是为着我们受死，是一个末药的一个特征，过后呢他也知道他即将会复活，是一个乳香的一个象征。所以耶稣完全知道他从哪里来，他来这里的目的是什么，他以后会到哪里去。所以正如今天我想来到挑战大家的，就是说你知道你哪里来吗？我估计我们信主的我们大家都知道我们从哪里来。那么呢第三个问题就是说，你知道你离开这个世界会到哪里去吗？我想大半的弟兄姐妹都清楚知道他离开这个世界会到哪里去，就到主的怀中，就到主那而去，就到跟主永远的住在一起。那么呢最重要的关键是，现在你来到这个世界的目的是什么，上帝创造你是做什么的。如果你是做代祷的，你就好好代祷；如果你是做牧者的，你就好好做牧者；如果你是做生意的，你就好好做生意。每个人有在自己的岗位上好好的为主做，好好的为主发挥，好好的来到做光做盐。这正是今天我在这篇经文里面看到的一段宝贝的信息。那今天呢我也来到祝福大家，用这首歌叫进入命定来到祝福大家。愿你我都走在神的命定里面，你我都走在神的使命里面，你我都走在神的意向、神的呼召、神的拣选、神的计划、神在我们身上所托付的使命与命定里面。祝福大家，我是你的朋友以诺。
神的呼召临到你，他的声音在你心，深深地催促你回应。
他对你有命定，是跟随他前行，不断炼净生命，成为器皿。
进入命定，写明一切应许，
他赐恩典使你坦然无惧，
完全地顺服，听命他差遣。
进入命定，他等你。
Spirit, right now we ask that you would anoint each one of our eyes and anoint our ears that we might see and hear. I would like you to look for a picture in your mind of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee on a very beautiful, warm summer day. As you walk along the seashore, you can see the hillside of Galilee that's flowing with green grass, which is blowing gently in the breeze. As you look out across the Sea of Galilee, you can see the shimmering surface of the water, and the sun is dancing and reflecting off of it. Way out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, you can see a fisherman in his boat, spending some time alone with his Creator. As you look up, you can see a very beautiful, soft blue sky. Some soft white clouds are drifting lazily by. You can feel a gentle, warm breeze blowing against your back as you walk along with Jesus. You can feel the sun warming you all the way through. As you look over at Jesus, you can see his long flowing white robes and the sandals on his feet. You can feel his love reaching out to you, engulfing you like a cocoon. He is so glad to be with you. The reason he died on Calvary was to restore a love relationship with you. So I'd like you to put a big smile on your face and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for being here." You may find that you put your hand in his hand as you walk along, and if that happens, that's fine. You may even turn into a young child, and if that happens, that's fine too. Let's just tune to flow for a moment. Holy Spirit, take over these scenes and let Jesus come alive and do whatever he wants to do. Just watch. Maybe you'll dance in the field with him, or maybe you'll skip rocks in the water. But just watch for a few moments. As you're there with Jesus, I'd like you to turn and look at him and ask him the question that you've underlined or written down. Say, Lord, what about this? And then just fix your eyes on Jesus and tune to spontaneity. Begin to write down the spontaneous flow of thoughts that bubble up within you. We're not going to test them now. We're going to write in childlike faith for a few minutes and we'll test them later. Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you for the next few minutes. I'm going to leave you alone with Jesus and then we'll come back together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, we receive and rest in what you have said. I'd like now to speak a blessing over you. I bless your spirit to hear the love of God for you. To receive the love of the Father. I bless your spirit to know that you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Music to journal by available at julietrue.com. Spirit, right now we ask that you would anoint each one of our eyes and anoint our ears that we might see and hear. I would like you to look for a picture in your mind of you and Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee on a very beautiful, warm summer day. As you walk along the seashore, you can see the hillside of Galilee that's flowing with green grass, which is blowing gently in the breeze. As you look out across the Sea of Galilee, you can see the shimmering surface of the water, and the sun is dancing and reflecting off of it. Way out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, you can see a fisherman in his boat, spending some time alone with his Creator. As you look up, you can see a very beautiful, soft blue sky. Some soft white clouds are drifting lazily by. You can feel a gentle, warm breeze blowing against your back as you walk along with Jesus. You can feel the sun warming you all the way through. As you look over at Jesus, you can see his long flowing white robes and the sandals on his feet. You can feel his love reaching out to you, engulfing you like a cocoon. He is so glad to be with you. The reason he died on Calvary was to restore a love relationship with you. So I'd like you to put a big smile on your face and just say, "Thank you, Lord, for being here." You may find that you put your hand in his hand as you walk along, and if that happens, that's fine. You may even turn into a young child, and if that happens, that's fine too. Let's just tune to flow for a moment. Holy Spirit, take over these scenes and let Jesus come alive and do whatever he wants to do. Just watch. Maybe you'll dance in the field with him, or maybe you'll skip rocks in the water. But just watch for a few moments. Jesus, I'd like you to turn and look at him and ask him the question that you've underlined or written down. Say, Lord, what about this? And then just fix your eyes on Jesus and tune to spontaneity. Begin to write down the spontaneous flow of thoughts that bubble up within you. We're not going to test them now. We're going to write in childlike faith for a few minutes and we'll test them later. Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you for the next few minutes. I'm going to leave you alone with Jesus and then we'll come back together. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we receive and rest in what you have said. I'd like now to speak a blessing over you. I bless your spirit to hear the love of God for you. To receive the love of the Father. I bless your spirit to know that you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Music to journal by available at julietrue.com.
Thank you. 迷失在你的心。